Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Nikki Glaser. Hi, guys. It is, what are we looking at, Wednesday? Feels like a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday somewhere, Nikki.
It definitely is here today. It's Wednesday. And we're actually recording this on a Wednesday. It sounds like we're kind of acting like we're not, but it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday morning. It's an early morning on a Wednesday.
It's an early morning, you guys.
It's 8 o'clock.
It feels so early.
I know.
Much earlier. I mean,
we were up late last night.
We were. And do you know how late I was up?
I could guess.
Take a guess.
I mean, I don't think you fell asleep till 3:45 a.m.
Try 7 o'clock.
No.
I know.
Wait, what?
I got a half hour of sleep.
Nikki.
Dude, Noah, I slept 2 nights ago. I slept for 17 hours. Last night, I slept for 16 hours. So, like, I just...
You were due for a half an hour.
I was due for a halfy. You know, like...
What's the opposite of a coma? A wakey?
I'm trying to think of what's coma backwards. Amok?
Amok. Yeah, you amok last night.
I amoked hard.
I mean, how was that 30? It had been a great 30, though.
It was a pretty good 30. You know what? Whenever I struggle with that last little sliver of sleep that you get, and you go, oh, fuck, I always just go, this is a nap. Treat it as a nap. If I'm getting a half hour nap, I'm happy about that nap. So I'm feeling good, feeling right, feeling tight. I got I got a short enough day today.
Yeah.
In terms of my schedule, it's when you get a half hour sleep and you're looking at like a 9 hour work day. That's when I start to feel sad for myself. But I'm gonna be loopy and.
So what were you doing at, let's say, 5:45 a.m.?
Great question, Andrew. I was
Reddit
5:45. No, Reddit. I had given up on Reddit. See, that's like a right when I get in bed. So I went in bed at like maybe let's say 12:30. I go on Reddit until like 1:30, and then I'm just like, my eyes can't fucking take it anymore. Then I read, then I was on Instagram, going around. Then I read a New Yorker article that takes like 14 years of your life.
What was the article about? Do you remember?
It was about what we were talking about the other day. It was about how these monks they found can
sleep for a half hour.
Their
and still fucking kill
function
it
on and
Perfect
do a
Strangers
podcast.
Too.
Yeah.
Fucking those monks.
Yeah, these fucking three monks are, no, these monks do this practice. There's three monks that live like, you know, up in the fucking mountains when it is freezing cold and they only wear like a thin piece of wool and they don't freeze to death and mm-hmm. they sit all day and meditate. And they studied them, and they do this type of meditation that keeps them warm. And we were talking the other day when we went swimming with the whales about, I reminded everyone about this thing that Ben Glieb, who I've talked about before on the show, he was also the one that recommended that insane
Lorenzo
guy to me. But he also said that if you focus on the fact that there's 98.6 degree blood pulsing through your veins at all times, it can like warm you when you're feeling really cold. Just focus on the blood. And I was like, oh, so I saw the article on Instagram, on the New Yorker Instagram. I forwarded it to Ben because he's a night owl too. He's always texting me at like 4 a.m, like, how are you, friend? Like, I always wake up to text at like 4 a.m. from him or, you know, in the morning. I keep my phone on silent. But so I went and read it. And there's a type of meditation that all these scientists were scoffing at and thinking like, oh, yeah, you can do this mindfulness of like picturing your core being like Ben stuff
and
it does make you think that you're hotter, but your temperature doesn't rise. It's just the way your mind actually thinks about it. But then they hooked all these devices up to these monks and they studied their core temperature, which is like kind of impossible to do yourself, and they were able to heat themselves up in their core temperature. One of these monks was able to give themselves a fever in like normal temperature, like 100-something degree fever.
Sure you didn't have COVID?
That's a good point.
COVID.
They do talk about how like when you get menopause or when you're fighting off a fever, like your body does have a way of finding a way to heat up itself. But we haven't tapped into that as human beings to be able to control it. Much like we can't control our
disease?
Heartbeat.
I never even thought about, does heat help? Is that a reason why we get hot?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought the disease made us hot.
I always thought that too. Yeah. And I think it's in our immune system heating up the disease. So
like a boil. Like it boils, like you boil chicken, our bodies are boiling the disease.
Yeah, to get rid of the salmonella.
Yeah,
in
salmonella.
Our veins.
And
they found that there was like a type of bumblebee that's really cool. They do this thing, if they have like an intruder, they all swarm and the bumblebees will just flutter their wings really, really fast. And it creates a bunch, they gather together to make heat to then burn this intruding insect alive.
Oh.
From all the heat generated from it buzzing together. And then they were talking about this fucking little squirrel. They were talking about all these different animals and how they heat themselves up. A squirrel that hibernates in the Antarctic and it reaches like below freezing levels and it hibernates and it gets below freezing and its body temperature gets below freezing. And it's like, how does that work? Because it's the only warm-blooded animal that can actually stay in freeze essentially and still have its blood moving. Like if your blood stops moving, but they studied it and it is created this way to have its blood flow like almost like, you know how like a stream sometimes when it's frozen over, it's trickling beneath the ice mm-hmm. sheet. So it's like it creates little paths. And it was the most fucked up part of this article was that they tested these squirrels, so many scientific tests on these little Arctic squirrels where they would take them when they were in hibernation, which weren't you talking about bears in hibernation?
Yeah, that they don't actually go into the cave.
What?
They don't, like, just sit in the cave the whole time.
Yeah, they're not just, like, eating snacks and, like,
watching
chilling
TV.
And watching Netflix.
I thought they slept for 6 months. I think a lot of people think that.
Well, they go into a thing called topor, T-O-P-O-R.
Yeah, where it's, like, just a state of just laziness.
It's deeper than sleep, actually. But they can't rouse in the same way that sleep would be able to rouse. Because when animals are put in topor, so they took these little squirrels that were put in topor. And I swear to God, these scientists said they would take them out. Mm-hmm. It was very scientific. They would take them out of topor. And they'd burrow in and get and grab them. And these little mice, squirrel mice that would be like balled up, they would take them and they would throw them in the air. These scientists were throwing these squirrels in the air. And they never made a comment like of how this seems like rather unscientific. And they said some of these squirrels would not go out of topor when they threw them 100 times in the air. And I just picture these scientists like chuckling, these tiny little squirrels that are just like trying to sleep. And the squirrels don't wake up at all. So hibernation is like a different kind of thing.
But they're alive.
It's the same way whales breathe when they sleep at night. Because you go, how's a whale fucking going up and breathing?
Can we look up, though, how long bears hibernate? Actually toper for? Because I remember reading it and I was very surprised. Everyone has an idea. We were all taught, I think.
I'm guessing it's like the winter months, you know?
No,
like
that's not
four
it,
months
though.
Or something.
They don't just like, you think they just sleep for 4 months straight? Like you did the other day?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're like a bear. You're either hibernating or you're fighting for your life.
Wait, bears, I think they go in topor.
No, can you Google
which
that?
Is going to be the next wordle
so,
tomorrow.
So it's torpor, T-O-R-P-O-R.
There we go. I was close.
That was close enough.
Thank you. Torpor.
Tofu.
And it said it can last a few weeks in warmer parts of North America to 6 months for bears in Alaska.
Okay, boom. But what are they doing? Are they just out?
Yeah, describe to us what torpor is.
Are they just out cold? Because
we're all going
to
learn something today because
I could have swore.
It's actually deeper than sleep, yo. It is.
No, I get that, but I know I read something where we all think bears just go into a cave for months.
No, I think you were talking about the Mandela effect, and it's Berens,
Berenstain cave bears. Baron cave bear. Baron cave bear. So that got you till probably 4:30. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know something interesting?
And I started reading another New Yorker article that disturbed the fuck out of me.
But I was thinking about this real quick, that the them getting warmer. There's there's people, there's like a whole village that is a fishing village. Mm-hmm. And they don't have snorkel equipment. They don't have scuba equipment.
Oh, and they just deep dive.
They deep dive. Mm-hmm. And they actually, through evolution, has like made their like spleen bigger or whatever.
I thought you were going to say they got gills.
Yeah, they have Vince Gill. He's a great country artist that plays.
He's been
while
recording down there?
They slow him down. he relaxes.
You
when
asked
down
me
there.
The other day if you had gills.
Yeah, because I ate bad fish. And then you go, don't go there. Don't
go there.
Because
I thought you were going to go spiral of like, because you started going like.
That was a fish. Yeah, bad fish. Well, my dad's allergic to one fish, and I think he put it in our mind, like, don't touch this one fish. It reminds me of Arrested Development, like, this one fish will get you. And I think it's a swordfish, which is the scariest fish. Because not only can it kill you with its mouth, it can fucking duel you.
I know that you don't eat swordfish. Of all the fish on the menu, you don't eat it because it's the most endangered, and its fishing practices are the most detrimental too. I just always know that's the one to avoid. And also orange roughy. But orange roughy, I do believe, poses as other, like, they'll say it's orange roughy when it's really just another fucking
fish.
Why
does that sound like this? The tuxedo sounds avoid like Christmas kinda wore Dumb and Dumber. An orange ruffy.
Sounds like
remember because it had ruffles and it was orange.
Sounds like a sex act a Russian prostitute would offer after she was with Trump. Oh, you want the?
Do you want the orange ruffy?
Orange ruffy.
And he's wearing the orange tux. Oh, so these guys, though, they can swim because they have, like, a larger spleen. Like, they could dive for, like, 15 minutes. Like, something unheard of.
We
our
don't
brains,
realize,
we don't tap. We don't toper.
Well, we adapt.
A doper.
Like, you think it takes thousands of years to kind of evolve, but we start doing things within a few generations in some places. And I think that even, like, our attention spans and stuff like that is changing now with phones and technology. I think that I could be wrong about this, but I think that I always thought that it took thousands of years for humans to evolve any type of new feature that would help them survive. But I think it doesn't take that long.
I think one is adaptation and one is genetic.
Nurture.
So the genetic nature? One takes like millions of years, but adaptation is the one that you're talking about.
Does adaptation lead to genetic?
Yeah, I think because of like the survival.
Selection.
Yes, survival of the
natural
fittest.
Selection.
Galapagos.
Darwin.
Galapagos.
Yeah,
Darwin.
We get it. We're so smart. This is turning into a science podcast. Fuck
not,
murder,
dude. Does anyone know about the Galapagos? Because your boy did a deep dive last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really? What do you get into?
Fucking, it's like. There's lizards there.
God. Andrew was posing as a scientist the other day on the boat telling us about the topography of
I can throw a fucking rat
really
in the
funny.
Air.
Was
it
really
any different than what I was saying?
It was one of my favorite bits ever. I was just asking him about the genealogy of different, you know,
the island.
Vegetative species.
Ask me anything. Ask me anything on science.
I mean, I would really love to hear what is threatening the coral reefs right now? Like, what's going on with coral reefs?
Well, a lot of people think it's climate change because the water is warming up, which actually then affects everything down there. But it's not that.
Really?
Yeah. What's happening is the reefs are all, they all had a meeting. It's like NATO, but for reefs.
Wait, who's going to these meetings?
All the big ones.
But who's representing the reefs? The reefs are like...
The reefs are representing the
reefs.
They
don't, they can't show up to
That's
a place.
What you think.
Oh, so this is all, you are blowing my mind
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it's wild.
So originally I thought it was the warm water and you blew my mind with that. But now you're telling me there's a NATO of reefs and reefs actually are things that can join together and show up and meet. Okay.
Well, they meet, but they don't meet in person. You know the internet?
Yeah, I've heard of
Okay, so it's similar to that.
Okay.
So one, the Great Barrier Reef.
Right.
They have the most scientist fish and coral that they actually developed this thing that reaches out to the other. They send out a signal. The other reefs go. They send back. It's kind of like
So what's going
Morse
what's,
code.
What's wrong then?
Oh, so they're all like, fuck this. I'm sick of this fucking earth.
Wait, so the reefs are revolting.
The reefs are revolting by killing themselves.
We're not fucking with the reefs. The reefs are fucking themselves.
Yes. Okay. That's not what a lot of people don't know.
I just figured out your bit.
What's that?
I give you a subject and you go, a lot of people think this thing. And you describe the way it is, which is an easier thing to describe than the thing you're going to make up. But you use the time where you're describing the thing and we think
to
we
think
know
about,
to think about the other thing that you're about to disprove. Is that at all true?
Some would think that. A lot of people have, you know.
It's like the Edge character. Like, and why I love the Edge character is that it actually is exactly what edgy comedians do, which is stall.
Some stall on purpose.
Stall on purpose by going, nah, you can't take it. All of that bullshit of that, like, no, man, I can't. No, you can't. I can't say it. I'm going to get in trouble. All of that is to give them time to think of what the fuck they're going to say.
My best part is even the after pause where they go, oh, you can't handle that.
That's always the
best. And then
best.
It gets quiet. It gets quiet because the joke doesn't hit.
Yeah, but comedians
because they
do
get
that
it.
All
they do get it.
The time.
The people.
I said, do you know how many times I'm in the back of the room and I see a comedian that I will know and like, and they will do the thing of like, oh, do you guys understand that what the joke was, right? Oh, you don't get that joke.
Oh,
and
it's
I
too
just
much
go,
for you?
No, we get it. It's just not funny. Oh. I've said it so many times because, I mean, I don't know if this is, if I've done it before. I've maybe done it. It's a crutch that you use to protect yourself to make the audience dumb. It's not that you weren't funny. It's that the audience didn't get it.
It's adaptation.
My least favorite thing. It's absolutely.
It's not genetic. Ham drip. Come on now. Ham drip. Who's here? I am. Hello. NATO. Reefs. Seven. 7 a.m. 30 minutes. Are you awake?
Oh, my God.
Who's here?
I just, like, there are some things that comics do that I just want to call out. And
The looking up of, like, my brain, all my thoughts are in my brain, and I'm going to go get them for you.
Yeah, the pretending like they're coming up with it in the moment. There are some theatrical things that go into my performance. Like, even watching myself in the edit, there are some times where I go, like, there's a joke, but I know that you know that this is an act out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to make you think that I'm thinking of it right now. I know that my delivery is part of the agreement we have as an audience and a performer, that you're not dumb and thinking I'm coming up with this on my own. But there are some comedians that really do first of all, they laugh so hard at all of their jokes, which I get it. Sometimes my own jokes that I've heard before will make me laugh sometimes. It's something that happens, but it doesn't happen every time. And if it does for a comic,
you're diabolical.
Full of shit.
You're diabolical.
There's another thing that I was thinking of before you went on that reef rant, but there's another thing that comedians do that really bothers me. What the fuck is it? Just the acknowledging the telling the crowd that they don't get something because of they said something that didn't work. Or, oh, when comedians go, so I was on Tinder. Do you guys know what Tinder is? Well, for those of you who don't know, Tinder's an app where you pretty much, and they explain something
that everyone knows.
That everyone knows.
Why? And why did they explain it?
Because they have a joke within the explanation. Now, here's the thing. Just do the joke. Don't set up this false, like, pretense for why you need to explain what. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all.
I also love the.
Just tell it. Don't waste our time by going. For those of you who don't know, and I hate the joke. Listen, give me a punchline. Just tell me a punchline.
She sucked my dick.
And she sucked my dick. I'll say that again. She sucked my dick. It's like we heard it the first
Pretty
time.
Funny.
You have a microphone. A lot of comics do that too, and it is all fluff. It's all filler.
And then, like, the profound thing when they're like,
we got to go to break.
They say something like, and then the cheese was in all of us.
Well, that is just another thing altogether of like hitting, like, patting yourself on the back for some profundity that you bestowed upon us peasants.
And then it made me realize people. They're fragile.
Well, the way you just paused just then, it made me feel like you were telling me a secret that was just for me, you know?
It was.
And you know, the way I feel about it is, maybe we all should just go to break. Whoa. We'll be right back with the news.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
with zero qualifications,
she had a Harvard plaque,
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of jokes.
Yeah.
You walked in today to start the pod. Thank you for getting me a coffee, by the way.
Don't tell people that I did that.
It was really nice of you.
I know. I don't want people to know.
You drive over to my hotel in the morning to do the podcast, and you get me a coffee before you go, and it's just nice, and I appreciate it.
I'm fucking around.
Well, I was showing you a TikTok, and then I looked at your phone, and I could see you were in the middle of writing out a bit, and I know when you're writing a bit because it's on your notes.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to see it on Instagram pretty soon.
Maybe, unless I know I'm going to do it.
Sometimes literally, you've never once not
I swear
put it
to God,
on Instagram.
I haven't. I
really?
Have. Yeah, I have. Because if I really feel like it's definitely going to make the act, and I already know that I think it's funny, I won't test it. Sometimes I just go to Instagram to test it, and then I take it down
know,
in a couple weeks.
You don't get to go on stage for so long.
I
know. How are you going to sit on that?
It'll be tough.
Yeah, I know you too well.
I'm not posting this one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Well, can you tell us about it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's just keep it for the podcast listeners.
And then like it at home.
Yeah, just like it and just double tap the screen right now.
No, I have an idea. My grandma, so we all know my grandma died. She was 100. Grandma Shirley. I think a quick joke there could be something like my grandma, she died. She was 100. I know. It's wild. She was around when Blockbuster was here or something like not that long ago.
Yes.
You know, could be funny. Like, she was around when the Cronut first came out.
Yeah, that's good.
And then
it might. I mean,
all of this
maybe
is
this
like
is
new.
A bad. Do you mind if I just mention things like as if we brainstorm as we go?
No, no.
Is it? It would be. I would if I were to do that joke, which I love. I think I would go. My grandma is 100. She was around when the first automobile, then start listing fake ones.
I didn't even write that down.
But it might not even be, that might not even be the right way to do it. You might be right to just go right into it.
You know what I should do is say she was around when cars were around. Do you guys know cars? Do you guys know what cars are? Like, cars have wheels? No.
Oh, like you're doing the bit. I was like, who's this guy? I don't like this at all.
I go, cars, man. Fucking, they're just us with wheels. Engines are like our hearts, and fucking the computer in there is like our brains.
And our fucking feet,
sometimes,
they're like the
Flintstones.
I was kind of trying to think of the goddamn thing that I said before that
Cadillac converter.
Yes, the catalytic converter. And the catalytic converter, it's just like our souls, man.
Damn, dude, you just fucking blew my fucking dick off. So yeah, that could be funny. Like I agree with that. I think she was around when fucking World War II and the invention of the Cronut, something like that.
I love Blockbuster.
Oh, you like Blockbuster?
Yeah, it's really funny.
She was around when the first Blockbuster came.
No, just like she was around when Blockbuster was around. Like,
yeah.
I think just because first Blockbuster kind of.
I think say 100 actually, like really lean into it. Because 100's insanely old.
I mean, what does that place her at when she was born in the 1920s? Which is like a common time. I remember grandmas always are born in the 1920s, like my grandmas were. But my grandmas died.
Oh, yeah.
So long ago, they didn't reach it.
Yeah, what a loser.
Okay, keep going with your joke.
Someone say my grandma lived 30 years too long, but she was fucking.
For and that's kind of how the point, much of it?
Till 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. Like the whole night. She fucked, I think, until she stopped breathing. Well, there's a lot of things about my grandma. She would fuck a guy to death pretty much. And then
she would start dating a guy that looks exactly like
or make him look exactly like the old guy that she was fucking before.
Smart woman.
Make him grow a white mustache. I think she had one guy dye it. It was or maybe became white from eating that old ass. I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm really worried. I'm worried about your grandmother staying wet. Like, did your grandmother use lube, you think?
Oh, man.
Because how are you getting wet at that age? I mean, it just seems impossible to me. That's but it also point. Makes me sad to think of a grandmother being like, can I get some of that lube? Like, going to the pharmacist for lube. And
I like that she's like,
over
can
there.
I get the lube? The guy's like, for your pussy? No, my wrists. Oh, my arthritis. Oh, no, my pussy's still good.
Just like lube always has like hard packaging, and she would have to like unscrew it and like squirt it in her hand. It just makes me sad.
An old lady taking out fucking scissors out of that plastic thing.
My friend Lizzie used to have a bit about, I think I did a Lizzie Cooperman joke the other day too, about she gets really sad when she sees things on menus that old people have to read. Like, she gets nervous for them. Like, if she sees, like, she just doesn't ever want to witness an elderly person being like, I'll have the jalapeno poppers. Like, she doesn't want them to, like, waste their life saying something dumb.
Oh, I see. I thought they were worried that it would kill her. Like,
no, she just
popper.
Doesn't like the dumb names that, like, that, you know. Like, I would feel embarrassed for my grandmother to, like, be like, can I have one ticket to Spy Kids 3D?
We expect more
Everlasting.
From that.
Like, they have to say the whole name, and you're just like, oh, it's so embarrassing. They have to, like, even read this thing. Like, they should be, like, spending their time doing other things than having to, like, do our stupid modern lingo or whatever.
Yeah. It's like me saying, like, fucking fire. Fire, dude.
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah, like there was a guy on Perfect Strangers 3 who said...
Three now.
Or two. God damn it. This is what happens when you
sit
till 7.
That girl's fire.
Yeah, he said some girl was fire, and I thought he said fine. Like, I'm fucking old Shirley.
You're an old jalapeno braid over there.
Oh, yeah.
Old popperhead.
Like, oh, okay, she's fine. And he was like, fire. And I was like, oh, God, I'm fucking old. Everyone was like, fire!
Liddy was big for a while.
Yeah, Liddy.
There's some words now that, they just don't, they don't hit. It's okay. I'm sure there's going to be some things on the menu one day. It's like the M&M skillet. I don't know. Something I can't think of.
Yeah, but like even sometimes I go to a comedy club and they're like, we might name a drink after you. Like the Glazer Surprise or like Glazer or something like.
It's just come on the rocks.
And I just would be so embarrassed that someone would have to, the drink they want, they would have to say, I'll have the Nikki Glazer, barely know her. Like, they have to say the whole name. It's just like, let them just order the fucking vodka soda.
Also, you don't
lemon.
Drink. It should just be the one drink, not on the, like
the one non-alcoholic
not a
drink.
Mocktail either.
An O'Doul's.
Not even an O'Doul. I'm talking just straight
like, it should be
seltzer.
Just a Diet Coke. Yeah, straight seltz. Straight from the gun.
Nikki Seltz.
No, it would be like two lemons with seltz.
Yeah.
And like maybe a squirt of like some crayon if you
the
have like a UTI.
The most simple drink ever. All these sandwiches named after people, they throw in things that shouldn't even be in the sandwich to make it original.
I think I could make a pretty good thing for a menu. Like
a drink or a sandwich? What's your sandwich?
You definitely have taken so many of my food proclivities and said that they work. My dream sandwich.
But actually, your food. Yeah, your food. Yeah, what's okay? If you do a sandwich, what's your on your sandwich?
Let me. And I'm thinking about the people because for me, I'm not really.
Yeah, for you, it's a fucking piece of lettuce. Shut up. Fucking some dog shit.
Okay, I'll make a fucking sandwich. That's an impossible burger. Okay.
Not you ate one yesterday. You were.
I did not like it.
You didn't know.
Because it was too meaty. I didn't like it.
That hair on there.
I couldn't. I want to know. That my meat is not meat. I don't like it.
You made me taste test it. You didn't know.
Because it was, and I couldn't go back to it because I was like, I don't believe it. It's just, it's impossible that this would be, this is
good. You thought it was a possible burger.
It made me feel like animals had to have been harmed. I said, someone at least kicked a dog when they put together this veggie patty. An animal was hurt in making this. It tastes too good to not be that way.
Jen said the animals made them.
Yeah, Jen was like, yeah.
And I was like, well, they got a job, don't they?
but they're this, child animals.
Oh, yeah, child. Yeah, yeah, they're little baby calves.
So, okay, I guess my sandwich would be, can I just do my fucking Quiznos order that I used to do?
Yeah, yeah, but give it a little bit of, I think,
I'll give you
originality.
Some spice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Quiznos, right? You go there.
Yeah, but don't tell
white bread.
This. Okay.
Or wheat, but go with white, and you're gonna get it toasted, of course, because it's Quiznos.
No, you're not going to Quiznos.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean your
this
sandwich?
Is my Quiznos sandwich.
Oh,
they're
it's
gonna
on
put on the
thing.
Port.
Oh,
yes,
okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I
it's
thought
the
you
glazer
were like,
barely know.
I thought
it.
You were at like a deli or something.
No. Okay, white bread. Let's do. I'm gonna put on some Swiss cheese. I like a Swiss. I know that's not.
You don't like holes in things.
No, I don't like holes together, closely together.
All right.
Trypophobia.
Okay.
Swiss cheese. Then we're going to put some turkey that has like the brown on the outside so that you can see that it's been carved.
Okay.
Right? Then we are going...
The pepper, you mean?
Yeah, peppery turkey. Swiss.
Peppery.
We're going to fucking load some enough lettuce on there that looks like a goddamn salad on top. So much lettuce.
The salad
a lot of
sandwich. This hasn't been done. I've seen bread on top of a salad. You're telling me there's going to be a salad inside,
yes,
like a full salad?
I used to tell the
shredded
guy,
carrots
I used
in
to
there?
Go to Quiznos and I'd say, I know the sound, put more lettuce on the salad, on the sandwich than you think anyone would ever want. And they used to laugh at me. I'd say, put your hand in the tub, open it like a claw game, that like where you're getting toys. I'd say, now put your hand all the way in, now close it. And then he would have a huge lump, and I'd be like, now do that three times. And I was like, I know you're going to have to get more salad out. I'm really sorry, but, or lettuce. Oh, yeah. So everyone knows I like shredded let.
Yeah, you're shredded.
There's so much shred let.
Yeah.
And then any kind of Italian dressing. And then I want you to sprinkle a significant dusting of oregano.
Okay.
And then I think that's it. I mean, and also some pepperoncinis.
Okay.
Banana peppers, if you will. Some purple onions.
My only concern. Oh, my only concern.
What is your concern?
Is that this sandwich was already on? From what I remember, was on the menu except for the extra sal.
I'm putting on so much oregano that it's criminal. You forgot. You didn't get me to.
That is true.
I'm putting on so much oregano that the whole thing, like they, you know, when they sprinkle it on, I say it's Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and you want the ground to be cut like. Sing jingle bells as you sprinkle the oregano.
Okay.
I want it extra like spicy like that. And then...
I mean, that's a good
my
sandwich.
My mouth is watering so much even thinking about it.
Oh, the bread at Quiznos is insane.
And I want you to take the olives and I want you to throw them out in the alley because I don't
olives.
Even want my sandwich made around the smell or concept of an olive.
But you like olive oil.
Sure, because it doesn't taste like olives.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
Is it an olive? Is it really
an
olive?
I don't want my olive oil fucked hard. I don't want it extra
my Papa?
Virgin. I want it to be slutty as fuck.
What
Why
was
is
her
there
name?
Slutty olive oil?
What was her name? The fuck Popeye.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Yeah.
She was slutty olive oil.
She was fucking very
Noah's back.
Thin olive oil.
Yeah, I'm worried about her. She definitely wasn't eating any of her.
If Popeye fisted her with those forearms.
Oh my God. Stretch that bitch out.
Anyways, yeah, so my grandma died.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to. But I like. No, I came. No, I got two jokes out of it. The Blockbuster and the
Wait,
lube.
What's your grandma died? Before we get to the news.
Okay, so my grandma, the dementia. So my grandma had dementia right before she died. Mm-hmm. And then she had sex with a guy that was married who also had dementia. Yeah. So it was the perfect crime. They could do it every day. It was like Groundhog Day. It was like, we could do a joke on Groundhog Day.
You
like,
had a great, you were kind of working, you didn't, this was came up in conversation the other day.
Yeah.
But you said something like.
Perfect
you
crime.
You cheated. And you go, did I?
Yeah.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Like if you get accused of it, you just go,
did I?
Really? No. What?
I caught you in that room 3 minutes ago. You did?
You sure? Who are you? What's my name? I used to say that I used to have a joke about about how when I get blackout drunk, I forget everything. And my grandma got blackout old or something about dementia being like, we feel so bad for like when you get blackout, when you're drinking, people are like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
But when your grandma is like, I don't remember what happened last night. You're just like, we don't talk to grandma about what happened last night. We act like it's
yeah.
Cause
she fucked a frat guy at fucking Gamma Samba.
Yeah. My, she has blackout dementia. There's some kind of joke I had about that. I love that joke.
And then
the perfect crime.
And then the idea of being like, so my grandma died. Everyone says when their grandparent dies, right? Mm-hmm. Or like someone dies, they start seeing them in things. Like, oh, I saw my grandpa in the clouds and it made me think of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, a butterfly landed on my shoulder and my annoying aunt helped me when I was sad. I go, it's always positive. One time I just want to be like, oh, I saw my grandma's initials in a shit I took yesterday. I think she was saying, don't flush me. Let's hang out a while. Like something like just like it's always something like profound. And I'm just like, and it could be shit. It could be something else like something.
It'd be funny if your grandma's name was like if it was shit, like what could the shit be? Like every shit looks like some kind of letter. It could be like it was just a bunch of it was dot. Like it was Dottie was her name. Like I just picture
Yeah. Her name was Log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dorotharia.
Yeah. Her name was Shirley. And I was like, Shirley, this shit is big.
Or you could just say her name was Shit.
Yeah, or Shitley. Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, like some because a lot of times people see it in things that aren't even like, oh, this fucking
yes.
And the weirdest thing is, so I was talking about this bit with Ari last night. Actually, just randomly, I was like, remember we used to run bits on each other? Like that's something that was really fun when you're an open micer. You just talked about comedy.
Yeah, before you're friends with Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, you get
she beat
coffee
it out
thrown
of you.
At you. Yeah, I forget. Yeah, I haven't written a joke in 6 years. So
no, you run jokes by me. I'm better about it now.
So fucking 2 minutes later, I get an article that's in my feed about a butterfly of a woman saying, I've always wanted to be a yellow butterfly. And the guy is sitting there with a yellow butterfly on his shoulder. And I swear to God, I didn't see that article when I.
Right.
And
it's
it was
your
exactly,
phone listening to you?
Huh?
Do you think it was your phone listening to you, trying to sell you a butterfly?
I guess it was telling me to
Dead
fucking
woman?
Do the bit and fucking
yeah, that's a sign.
Ruin
man.
This guy. Ruined this guy for fucking his mom turning into a yellow butterfly.
No, I love that. I love when people die and you can look for things because it's almost like tarot cards. You know, like I don't believe in psychics and all that stuff, but it just it allows you to process your feelings, even if isn't real.
No,
like
I used to
be very skeptical about it and cynical and just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So every time you see a penny, you think your dad's talking to you because there's a penny on the ground. It's just like, but you know what? What a beautiful thing to be able to look at the world that way and be reminded of someone who's lost and like have, and you know, it's not your dad talking to you, but guess what? You fucking get to think about your dad. So what's the harm in that?
It could be a quarter though. You know what I mean? Like that's also the joke. The joke is like, like, why don't we make it a better, like, piece of money or, like, something bigger than a butterfly?
Because the dad's name's always, like, the mom's name's Penny or something. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's never,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It should be.
God, cynical's so funny, though. You know what I mean? Just
being cynical?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what being a comedian is, being cynical. But I just remember when Conan left The Tonight Show, he did this really poignant speech about, like, how everyone's so upset about him getting fucked over by Jay Leno and all this stuff. And he's like, I don't, of everything, like, I'm grateful for this, please, if I'm like, he just made a statement and he said, don't be cynical. No one needs more cynics. It's one of the most boring things you can be. And I've always remembered that and been like, when I find myself being too cynical, and I love Conan so much, he could tell me to fucking do anything. And I would, you know, he's like Sam Harris of comedy
like,
for
be
me.
Cynical. You're like, you're right, Conan. Fuck.
Yeah. If he would have said like being cynical is the coolest thing ever. I would have been, I would be singing a different tune right now, but I just trust his judgment. And I think he can be a fairly cynical guy at times. And I think that it's in your best interest to try to stay out of that lane, even though much like another thing that I love doing that I really wish I could just completely expunge from my being is gossiping, is talking about someone when they're not there in a way that I wouldn't talk about when they're there. Mm-hmm. Because it's like lying. If you never gossip, you never have to worry about getting caught for saying something about someone or getting, you know, like you just live an authentic life. And I never thought I'd want to live a life where you don't gossip. Because gossiping is so fun. It's what like connects me to so many people. It's what like actually has been, gossip is such a currency to be like, do you like me? I have this really juicy thing. Will you like me more if we talk about shit about this thing that we both hate? And you can bond with people over that. And it's just like such a sad way.
It really is.
To connect with people. But it's something that I have a tendency to rely on when I get insecure about making connections with people. I go, if someone really intimidates me, I'm like, I know that I can connect with this person, because usually the person that's intimidating to me is someone who's probably very scary and not nice.
Oh, so you could gossip with them to
so
get along with
So I find a way.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
usually not a nice person. So I go, oh, I guess what they will probably want to do, talk some fucking shit. Now let me find a common enemy with that person and we create a bond. And it's a trait that I'm trying to like get out of my system. But let's take a break.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks. Not late, not second, first. You heard it. You know the song.
Sometimes I'm hearing this news for the third time from us.
Oh, every article today I saw someone else fucking.
I can't wait to comment on it.
Did you hear about Ukraine?
Honestly, no. I have been kind of like earmuffs on that because it's so upsetting. So I hope we're not talking about it today because I'd like to stay in the dark because there's nothing I can do about it and I feel out of control and I'm really, really sad for everyone.
Oh, no. Everything's fine.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's resolved.
News.
It's Wednesday, folks. You know what that means. It is Wednesday. I hope you're having all the swells out there. Because of my speech impediment and my ability not to put words or sentences together or know what letters are, Noah's going to take it away.
Take away your ability to do the news.
And my job. Thanks a lot, Noah.
That is not why.
Take it away, Noah.
She is in the bathtub.
That is absolutely not why I'm doing the news.
Yeah, right.
This is going to be a temporary thing.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Feels pretty permanent.
All right. First story.
Oh, it's Sharpie.
Okay. A high-speed chase of a stolen San Diego party bus ends in a crash on an LA freeway.
I did not hear this. Did you hear this story?
I saw the actual scene.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy was in the fucking... No. It would be funny if he was like, yeah, dude, I was there.
So was it one man driving a party bus?
I don't know. I didn't look into it because I felt like this might be a story.
Okay, so here's what happened. A woman who allegedly stole the party bus in San Diego County led authorities on a freeway chase for over an hour. It ended when she slammed into the rear of a sedan, then quickly surrendered. The owner of the limo company said that a driver was picking up a client, and when he got out, this woman jumped in and stole the party bus.
Is it a party bus if the party's not there? And I'm not big in it. I know that sounds like
so
a joke.
So
like,
is it just a regular bus?
If it's just empty, it's just a woman in a car at the end of the day. But it's funny, but it's way funnier to me.
Have you ever eaten a party-sized hummus by yourself?
Yeah, it's sad.
It doesn't feel like a family size, yeah. And it's just a reminder that you don't have one.
My buddy Casey had a joke about that, about how pancakes, cooking them alone, is the saddest food. Because it's like, there's not even a directions on the back of if you're making pancakes for one. It's always 2 to 4. Like, I guess I'll just cut it in half. I forget his joke. It was really funny.
I like it.
But
Well, this
it's way funnier to think of like a bachelor party or a bachelorette party.
What was she wanting to do? What she wanted to get away from? Like, what was her goal? I feel like this woman just, some people just are cuckoo. And she just saw an opportunity, right place, right time, party bus. She,
yeah, I mean, it's possible she's just crazy. She stumbles in, doesn't even really
care. Why would they do a high-speed chase? Just let her go and find it later. Because high-speed chases, when they follow these people, it causes so much mayhem and also, like, other people getting hurt. You know, and when you chase someone, they start going through stop lights. And
we have helicopters, like, over them. We know where they're going. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we, like...
There's a lot of those in L.A., and you... Whenever there's one, I'm in LA and I am somewhere where I see it going down live. Like I'll be in a fucking, I don't know, bank or something and it's on the TV. I look away because oftentimes you see those people do some really gruesome things. And there's been a lot of live footage of people either killing themselves or being flung. There was one recently where a guy got flung off and his body flew like a fucking rag doll.
On a motorcycle.
Yes. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't watch the end of it because it was so horrific, but
he ended up joining the police force. They let him in.
No, that he guy didn't know was the dead. Ending.
Oh no,
dead
he died
on arrival.
Yeah, that
on
was
that
it.
Fancy
different,
fun.
Different ending.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like the story. I think it's right place, right time.
Okay. Let's say this: you're in the party bus. You're drinking. You're having some fucking some glazers, but actually with liquor in there.
Yeah.
You see this lady take over. How do you get the lady to stop the bus? What do you do? Do you try to fucking knock her out and take over the bus?
She's just going crazy and like being
hitting
really
the gas. Yeah, I don't know what you do.
I mean, honestly, I would.
Or you keep partying and let it fucking
roll.
If it
was a woman, I gotta say, I'd feel like a little bit more inclined to
fucking knock her out.
Try to like physically overtake her. Because as a man, men's strength scares the fuck out of me, and I don't understand it. It's different than ours. And a woman, I just feel like, okay, I'm dealing with someone who has like the same kind of equipment I've got.
I mean,
and I'd probably
almost
try to like blindfold her.
No, that wouldn't
so that she would then like feel so like she couldn't keep driving fast, right? Because I feel like if you're driving and someone blindfolds you, you're going to just like take your foot off the gas because you're like, oh, I can't see suddenly.
You're like, guess who? Do you know it's me from Netflix? It's like, we're dying here. No, wait.
I'd put on Ja Rule's Living It Up, and I'd blast it,
yeah,
and I'd fucking ride in that pole,
hell
baby.
Yeah. Roll out. Dude, because it's nothing more embarrassing than punching. Like, if you went to save the day, and you hit a man, and he just goes, thanks, you got me more revved up. Like that's so embarrassing. I'd rather die almost in the embarrassment.
That's why when women, I mean, I don't mean to get grim, but when you're like the idea of a man trying to overpower me to do something to me trying to bite him or hurt him in any way is terrifying because you might land one good, like, annoying punch. What is Noah doing?
Just ignore it.
It's Noah's, like, in a bathtub.
Noah is, like getting attacked by a ghost,
sounds
man.
Sounds like she's running an experiment with tossing flying squirrels.
I have no idea what happened to Noah, but she ended up in a bathtub with a ridiculous angle. I don't know what's going on with you. Are you okay?
It's her phone, dude.
I'm coming in here with my phone. Because my internet is out, so that
she's,
I can keep you guys on track and
she's
monitor
Blair
the recording.
Blair witching hard right now, like just like very close up, weird angle, like breathing heavy.
If you're on YouTube, you're seeing.
She's in the goddamn party bus.
I mean, it's wild.
Just
over
keep
there.
Going like that woman in the party bus. Okay, let's go to the next news story.
All right, this one I picked specifically for Andrew.
Aw, yes. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks for taking my job. And then making a story.
A teenager has legs and all of his fingers amputated after eating leftover noodles that triggered a potentially fatal condition.
No.
Fuck. Was there fish in it?
That one fish.
Under gills.
Wait, his legs and all of his fingers.
He had sepsis, right? Which is a tough word for me to die from.
It's called.
I can't say it.
I think it's called meningitis, which caused
meningitis.
Meningitis?
Are you okay?
No, there's a T in there too.
Okay. Meningitis.
It's okay. So it caused stiff neck, nausea, respiratory collapse, shock, and multi-organ failure, and a skin rash.
What was in the noodles? What's going on with these nudes?
His roommate also threw up after eating the leftover food, but
and from seeing his roommate's fingers fall off.
So one threw up, the other one's limbs just started falling off.
Oh shit!
God damn!
I mean, you hear of all this is the. I remember reading one story about someone ziplining in Mexico and they like nicked their knee, like just got a little cut.
Oh, yeah.
And then went jumping in a lake or something and they got a bacterial infection and then their skin starts rotting quickly and then they die of like some. And then all. I mean, I watch all these YouTube videos that are completely geared towards me of like the woman with no thumbs and the man who can't go, the man who's allergic to light.
Yeah.
And just all of the, like the sisters who can't see. The color red. And it's just all these stories about people who just one day they ate some fucking noodles. And last night I thought of you.
Fucking fragile we are.
I was having some kind of like pain, like a very like acute pain in the back of my head that felt like it was so acute.
it was so acute.
I was like, you little cutie pain.
That was a migraine.
I was really proud of using the word acute, by the way, because it was so perfectly what I was describing.
Yeah.
And then you fucked it up, but it was a good joke. But I gotta say, it
was
a cute
pain. Oh, you
weren't
gonna go with a cute? Fuck.
No, I wasn't doing the joke. I was just proud of myself because I described it in the way that it really was.
So why did that make you think of me? Because I thought
I would think
it's brain cancer.
I had the thought of like, oh, because it was a new pain that I've never felt. You know, like I'm used to getting
new pains are scary.
Fucking migraines and acute pain all over my face in different places, and it's fine. But it was on the back of my head, and I thought. I can see how this would cause you to go, what the fuck is this? This is the beginning of a new stage of my life. This is the little thing that makes me go, huh? And then cut 2 months later, I have a fucking cancer. You know, like the, because there always has to be one, of course, knock on wood for fucking all of this. Knock on wood. But there, isn't it weird to me that, I guess it's not weird, but I always think when it comes to, I guess cancer, really. Like, what's the first sign? You know, like, is it just you get up fast, too fast, and you're a little bit dizzy? Is it, oh, my arm kind of like, there's a bruise there that I recognize. Like, it does have to start minor. It's rare that something starts just huge.
Yes. That's why you get it early.
And
that's,
it made me realize, oh, if I were slightly different when it comes to my anxieties, this would be really hard to deal with because it would make me like the way that I kind of catastrophize being in a car and on a 2-lane highway and imagining all the things that could happen are the same way your brain goes to when you're starting to feel like
a new pain.
Yeah. Like, is that what it used to be like? What?
If it ends up being terminal brain cancer that you could have caught, but you ignored it because you're a cynic about checking it out. Would you feel like an idiot? Would your last words go,
no.
Andrew, you were right?
No, I'm not saying you're, because I don't think that you would get this looked at. Like, every pain that you get, do you get looked at now?
Well, I'm afraid. That's the catch 22.
I would rather live a life that 99.999999% of those little things that I get all day long, a little
of
like
course.
My arm will start to
yes. Like,
following up on all of those. Would
my
rob me of a life.
My grandma Thelma would. She'd be like, my bladder. And
well,
she was in the ER.
I would be
in
waiting rooms. I would be on hold with doctors and insurance companies. I would rather wait till something is, you know, I'm aware enough of my body that like, if I'm shitting blood for like 4 weeks, I'm going to go probably call some or Google. I'm just kidding. No, if I'm, you know, if it's. I feel like I wouldn't let something go so far that I'm like, oh my God, if I would have just caught it. Now, that being said, I do think that there are things that don't even show pain that you should be getting checked up on that I wouldn't be able to know unless I did go to the doctor and get checked. But I think for a breast, when do you start having to get your boobs put in the flattening machine, the pancake machine? Mammograms.
Oh, like a mammogram?
I think
it's 40. 40s?
Yeah, I think it's 40. And then colonoscopies, aren't those 40? Are you good
40?
Doing those?
I've had already three of them.
Have you had one since you turned 40?
No, I got to get, I'm due probably pretty soon here. But when you get a clean bill, the more you get clean,
then you
the
have
the longer
like,
you can wait. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, all these things, a lot of these things are preventative.
What will you do if you get a weird new pain now? I just want to ask, and with no judgment. Like, if you get a weird new pain, do you Google it first? What do you do?
I don't know. At this point, I don't go down that rabbit hole that I used to. I used to fucking WebMD things. I used to be that guy. Like, I'd be like, oh, my God, my, you know, I get numbness here when I sleep, you know, along my hand.
Okay, along the, like, pinky side of your hand.
And sometimes it would be in my pointer finger. I remember in college, I still remember, like, when it started happening.
Yeah.
I, like, smoked weed one night, and then the next day I started getting numbness in my butt, and then it started in my hand. And I didn't attribute it to, like, I attributed it all to the weed. Mm-hmm. Then, oh, my God, this is a crazy. So I was hazing this kid by, like, yelling at him. In the fraternity.
So many good stories, sir. But so I was hazing this kid.
So it was,
and I noticed that.
But I wasn't even hazing him hard. I wasn't a big hazer. And I'm not just saying that. I really wasn't.
Atomic wedgie. And I noticed my left pinky was slightly numb.
Listen to how crazy my brain was. So I'm yelling at him, but I'm not even yelling. I'm probably like being like, hey, you like pretending other people think I'm tough. So he blows a snot rocket, right? And some of it goes in my mouth. Which.
He hazed you back.
Oh, he got me good. That's a good move. Oof. If you're getting hazed, snot in someone's mouth, then my brain goes, this guy
has AIDS.
AIDS.
Yeah.
Because I knew because that he fucked like four girls or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So my brain went to my numbness isn't from the weed or from having a horrible
having bad
diet.
Circulation.
It's from the snot from this dirty kid's
wearing my
nose.
High school class ring too tight.
And that's where my and then yes, my brain yes, and then yes. for fucking
that makes sense.
I mean, but that's just you know. And then I just went down that rabbit hole for fucking 15 years. You know,
I used to want diseases so badly when I was a kid and want to be
what to give you
sick or to be injured or to get a cast or to be go to the hospital. I wanted stuff so badly that now I think that it's never gonna work. Like the things I always hoped were gonna be like. Really consequential and have me get a lot of attention for being the sick kid or have a bunch of kids in my class write a card. You know, I didn't think these things through of like what the ramifications could be to have leukemia, but I kind of was like, man, it would be cool to get that much attention because I was starved for it as a kid, clearly. That now I think the disappointment of never it being as serious as I want it to be, I just don't even look up things anymore because I'm like...
I do love the idea of like you getting cancer now.
You and, do?
Yeah,
just that's end of the sentence.
That's it. and going to Make-A-Wish and being like, so I'd love to like... They're like, ma'am, like you're... am I too old? I hate to say this, but you're off by like 25 years. Like I could just, cause like no one, that is the saddest part about like what you're saying, like the attention of like the later on you get a disease, the less people really care.
Yeah. And you're 60s, it's like, oh, you're old. Like, oh, you're due. I mean,
how many times has a grandparent got, oh, well you're 70 years. It's like, no, I still don't want like,
yes.
Yeah. So
it's,
no, I get that.
Yeah. And I, it's been rare that I've ever, and so I still have that. It's a weird thing where I just go, it's never gonna be what it is. Cause it never was. So I just kind of assume that I'm always going to be kind of okay. And thank God for that. But also I think there's somewhere in between the two of us of like not checking up on things and being completely,
you should probably
obsessed.
Get like blood work done like once every 2 years. And you should probably be able to figure out like, that's not a big thing. And then you don't have to go, what's this? You know, it kind of will tell you what's going on.
I literally never think, what's this, ever. And last night, I literally just thought, I didn't think, what's this? I thought, oh, this is when Andrew says, what's this? I didn't even think, what's this? But let's get to our Wednesday wildcard segment. It's Answer the Internet.
Oh, nice. Let's do it.
This is the game from, Barstool. It's the kiss game you'll ever play. This is a bunch of would you rathers. Okay, here we go.
You want to do this just this one time? Let's play it like...
Like really?
Really play it like we were on the show, like as fucking serious as possible. I kind of want to see what our answers would be.
Okay. If you had to get a lip tattoo, what would it say? That's actually kind of a cool question.
If I had to get a lip tattoo, I'd get a lip.
What?
I'd have lip.
Oh, the word lip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I guess you could do that with Dean Barty.
I feel like it would say, if lip, would you have lip, so it read lip to someone who was reading it when you pulled down your
or
lip?
Pill.
Or to you, would it say bill? Because it look like
pill.
It would look like a lowercase b, actually.
Oh, shit.
Or a lowercase d. I don't really know which way we're looking at it. Lip is funny. Honestly, you should get that. Because the inside of the lip tattoo is the best tattoo to get because no one's seeing it. That's never going to be in style to show the inside of your lip. I was always worried about tattoos on a red carpet. If I was ever famous, what if I'm on a red carpet and I want that part of your body is in style to show? And then I have a fucking, you know, Dave Matthews spirit dancer, whatever the fuck that thing was. Inside my lip, I would have vegan.
Ah, because maybe it would remind you to...
Or some kind of Taylor Swift lyric, but probably vegan, because it would make me really commit to it when I start to go, no, I want to do this thing. And it's just, I mean, who cares what you write in there, really?
I mean, Noah, what would you have in there?
I guess I'd have the word pointless.
That's very long for your... Let's see that lips.
No,
I don't know
like
if you got the
P-N-T-L-S.
Lips.
P-N-T-L-S. Puntless.
Oh. Pintless.
Puntless. I love that. I always just wanted to get the Chinese symbol for unoriginal.
I wanted to get Chinese symbol.
Chinese symbol for Chinese symbol?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we were kind of on the same
wavelength.
Yeah,
we were kind of
similar.
Yeah,
I actually went to a Chinese restaurant once and asked them, someone who spoke whatever version of Chinese, Mandarin or whatever, what the symbol was for unoriginal, and that we could not communicate
there was none?
What it was.
Everyone's like doing their own thing in China?
I don't know. Okay, if you could have an endless supply of anything, what would it be? And let's say you can't say money or
pussy.
Bitcoin.
No, endless supply of anything?
Yeah.
I would say...
I almost just said Olaplex conditioner because it's really expensive. But I ran out today and I'm like, that's always something that I run out of. And then I go buy like the Walgreens best conditioner, which is all full of sulfates and shit that's bad for your hair. But then the other day, Robin, my hair girl, tells me that Olaplex has like a fucking class action lawsuit of women being like, my hair's falling out. So I don't even know what's up.
My favorite thing
Endless
about
supply.
You sometimes is that like your Julie Glazer shows and like, because you have money. And then, but like a question like this is like, you're going to want something that's $2.99, like forever. Like I love that.
$28 bucks for a little thing of it.
My bad.
You're telling me that Olaplex isn't expensive? Because I'll tell you, it's goddamn expensive. You think that no matter, if I swear to God, Andrew, if I had $1 million, I don't even think I'd buy Olaplex. That's ridiculous, Nick. You just use Tresemme. Who gives a shit?
Why
you know,
you
you know the stuff I get at TJ Maxx? That stuff is marked down. I get $3.99. $40 it says on that tag. $3.99. I'll tell you what. Go to Marshall's.
Yeah.
You get some deals.
Wait, why did you not end up with your mother's voice? Because this is the best voice.
I am going to end up with my mother's voice. Are you kidding me? It's going that way. If I just smoke a little bit more and just get a little bit more tired of all the bullshit around here, I'm going to get it. You think I'm not going to get my mother's voice?
She's going to be a star.
Bitches, you don't even understand. All right, let's keep going. What would you have an endless supply of, Andrew?
Shit. I mean, I wouldn't want it to be unhealthy. I guess, God, what do I, oh, golf. Fucking
golf balls,
either golf balls
or like
unlimited supply
like
of like of oh yeah unlimited supply oh unlimited supply of getting on the courses I would love to get on.
Okay, I don't even know that that's a thing, but okay, like a movie pass for golf courses.
Yeah, for the best golf courses in the
what
world.
What about you, Noah?
And a flight pass and a hotel. And a
Noah,
nice
what
holiday.
About you?
The first thing that came to mind, and now that I've had time to think of it, it's probably not a good idea. But the first thing that came to my mind was pets.
Endless supply of pets.
Like your same
I hate
pet?
To tell you, honey, but there are. And the you can go to any shelter and they will never stop arriving.
Exactly.
Time out. That's one
so cute.
Pet forever or
no, pets.
Thousands of pets?
Like I just want a lot of animals as pets. But that might be
I
a bad
that.
Idea.
I mean, your house will turn. Like anyone that has more than like four dogs, your house is your dog house.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'm trying to think of something that's really annoying to buy, like to go out and resupply, and it just, you could just like,
with
it
Amazon
just shows
though,
up.
Amazon is this, whatever.
I know, you're so right. If you're.
Like toilet paper, like anything that you need over and over again is annoying.
I would say an endless supply of.
Toilet paper, actually. Spray tans. A bad one. Spray tans. Oh.
Because they're such a pain in the ass to go get, and. They are not like they're the good ones are expensive. I got one the other day that's lasted so long. It's so good. I've been doing it for a while. It was, you know, $100 and it's going to last for, today's probably the last day I'll get anything out of it. And I got a, you know, a supplement with Sally Hansen spray on. So I would say spray tans. Final thought. Would you rather have Cheeto fingers or wet socks for the next 24 hours? Have we done this one? It's familiar.
Ooh.
I don't think we've done
Depends
it.
Depends if I'm going to be fucking.
Okay.
You know, because you don't want to finger a girl with Cheeto hands. But, although it tastes better when you go down on her. I don't know. I'm having weird thoughts over here. I would say I hate wet socks. I fucking hate them. It sucks.
It's disgusting.
It sucks.
Cheeto fingers, though, really sucks. And I got to say that it's not just Cheeto fingers. It's any kind of... dusted, cheesy snack.
Are you a finger sucker of your own fingers after you used to be?
Sure, sure. But you know what? You never really get that Cheeto grime off. It's really like, it sometimes calcifies and then your fingers are wet and then you got to wipe them on something and you're going to get that residue.
Worst.
It's so bad.
Getting, what? Because you think you get it off.
Thing ever that's going to make me talk like this.
Oh, no.
Wet Cheeto socks.
Oh, boy. Okay, one more question. If you could fight one person to the death and switch lives with them if you win, who would you fight? Giselle. Okay, final answer. Guys, thank you so much.
I'm looking at her.
And there's a new video of her doing jujitsu. And I'm like, this bitch can do everything.
Yeah, man. She's Giselle.
But today I just saw her rolling around in a gi. And I'm like, I want to fight
You know what
her.
Probably makes you
Take
feel good, though? I guarantee she was called Giselle. When she was younger, because she was tall and weird.
Yeah, I would love to be called a gazelle. Someone once said that to me, that I was gazelle-like. And I was like, thank you. And I even said, it makes me think of Giselle. And they were like, no, that's not what I meant.
Giselle is Giselle who fucking just fucks a lot. Like Giselle.
I know. Giselle is just, I think, a perfect human. Yeah. And she's married to a guy that seems to really love her a lot. Now he's retired, has a lot of time to like hang out with her. He's not stressed all the time.
No, she's going to hate having Tom Brady around. He's probably so annoying. He's probably going to fucking be so OCD about things.
I did watch her on that, you know, that 73 questions thing where like the guy's like, hey, so
yeah,
show me around your house. And it's like this pervy idiot
that's
asking these dumb questions. And at one point in the video, she plays guitar. She's really bad.
She's not good.
Oh my god!
And it's like a model thinking she's good at like
it's hard it's, with it's a, hooves.
She's someone. There's just certain people who get told they're great at everything they do, and it was like there's like this model confidence of playing guitar where she, you can tell people have been like you're great, and then it was just such a breath of fresh air to see her really just
struggling.
Sucks so bad that it's like you honestly don't share this with anyone yet. Have a little self-awareness. This is not something you should be proud of yet. And I say that as someone who knows every time I go on Instagram live with people, I apologize the whole time for being bad at guitar. And I'm much better than Giselle was in this video. But that's what it's like being a model and beautiful. Everyone just tells you you're great at everything. You don't really have a perception, so it's not her fault.
It's not, but I heard she's really good at banjo.
I honestly cannot wait to show Noah the jujitsu clip. Because I have a feeling she also took one class and was like, this is my new thing, everyone.
Oh,
like,
yes. The new thing guy. Very annoying.
I can't wait to. Can I just send it to you and get your reaction right now?
Sure.
Live on the pod. Because I think it'll be worth.
I love the new thing person. That is their person. Like.
Noah, I'm sending it to you in Instagram. You ready? I just sent it.
Okay.
Giselle Mickey doing, I think it's jujitsu.
Oh my god.
Any good?
Well.
She's probably flexible.
It's like, it's a buzzy D chord, right? Like this isn't something she should be proud of.
She's from Brazil too.
It looks like she has two stripes.
Okay.
So she does have some training going on. I hate that her hair looks so good. Like,
I know, that's what bothered me too. I was like, oh my God, I guess you can have long hair doing jujitsu. She has like this fun, like beautiful, like soft braid.
And the way that, they edit it just shows her doing the move, not the transition to it, which is where the awkwardness is. So,
okay, so... Oh, Noah's not impressed. Love it. All right, guys. That was the show. Thank you for listening. Don't be cuh. And Jack of all trades.
Jack Buck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.